Welcome to Mindfully Integrative Podcast with your host, Dr. Damaris G. Mindfully Integrative is a podcast discussing ways toward mindfully incorporating integrative health into our lives. This podcast will have informative resources, fun topics, interviews, and discussions relatable for today with a true mindful perspective in a mind-body holistic life approach.
Hello. This is Dr. Damaris Maria Grossman, and thank you again for joining in on the Mindfully Integrative Podcast. And I just wanted to let you know of our upcoming events and things. So if you want to know and reach out, our resources and our membership is opening soon. So check out mindfullyintegrative.com for more fun and more info. Thanks so much, and talk with you soon.
Hi, how are you? This is Damaris Maria Grossman, and I'm talking today about the use of a DEXA scan, and I am in part two kind of the DEXA fit scan. So I went to get my body checked with a DEXA dual energy x-ray to admit for body composition, and my results therein. So first, let's talk that when I first was doing any sort of body composition, I was in the 190 range and had significant amounts of inflammation, illness, and issues. And through nutrition, GLP-1 medications, and functional medicine, I was able to come down to a nice healthy weight. And I'm very happy with my results. I'm not skinny fat, but you know, the body composition information will get you so much and availability, and it will really kind of let you know what's out there and what's going on. So for me, I'm going to share my screen and you're going to be able to see what that was for me. And it's quite interesting because I'm not skinny fat, and I've done very well now, but what it did mean was I had to make a lot of changes, which I'm very grateful for, but it did take some time. And now let's share you the results. So my results are from the scan. I actually got an A, and I was lucky. I really thought I was more on the lower end, but I have lost a significant amount of weight. It went from 190 to now to 124, 124 pounds. But the real kicker is not the number of that. And the main thing that I want you to know is that I am in total mass in a safe zone, meaning 124. My body has quality amounts of fat versus lean muscle. So I'm in that safe zone. Body fat, I'm in the low end to the best, meaning that I'm only about 25% of my body in body fat. I actually used to be in like the 45% range. So this has gone down significantly. My lean mass is around 87 pounds. I'd like to bring that up just slightly more. My visceral fat is significantly lower. I think I was more in that one range, that 0.5. And my visceral fat is kind of the fat that's surrounding the belly. And then my T-score is significantly high here, 2.7. I was an athlete and I am Spanish and African American, and there has been shown science of that descent has a higher T-score. So even though I'm in my 40s, the T-scores are higher for this. I think that the research, or there should be more studies on this, but I believe that our T-scores are a little bit higher in our bone density. But I was kind of grateful though, through everything that I've been through, that my T-score had been quite significant. And that means this T-score is kind of gives you an idea of what your bone density is, and the higher it is, the better you are. Now, when I look at the distribution of my body fat, I only have about 32 pounds, 25% of body fat total. Lean mass is around 70%, which is great. I want to have more lean mass over fat. And I have to tell you, this was the opposite before. I had more fat versus lean mass, and through time. So like I said, between medication if needed, nutrition, exercise, lifestyle management, you can get these to be managed to a better place. And then you can see here that I have body fat changes on the left and right arm, and the right and left side, and how that is differentiated. And it really kind of also lets you know behavioral wise, like I have more bad if I on one side versus the other? And am I more dominant on one side versus the other? And why is that? You know, have I been lifting something more than the other? Things of that nature. So if I have more muscle on the left side, have I been lifting more than on the right? And then when you look at my scales here, the only thing here that I would say could be better is that my appendicular lean mass could be a little higher. So that means that I really could get in a little bit more muscle, because what this means is when you're healthy, it provides essential insight of the muscular health, injury prevention, and overall quality of life. So what this is saying is that it could be a little bit higher so they don't have any bone injuries or long-term risk. And this fat-free mass index is about average for me. It takes into account the total lean mass and it's dividing it by the fat mass. And it's saying that it's useful to assessing your overall body composition. So I could be a little bit more, I could be more in the green range. So this means that I could have a little less fat and more muscle. And this means I need a little bit more muscle, which I'm kind of aware of. The best part of this is I knew I was more of a pear shape, meaning I'm more on the bottom, heavy on the bottom than the top. So that's where I'm more in the gyno versus android. And the visceral fat is in my best. So I've done so significantly better when I was, I would say a year and a half ago, I was in the closer to the 2.5 range. And then my mineral count T score is at a 2.7. So that right there is really, really significant and very helpful for my long-term bone growth and for my density of as an elderly patient. That's super important. And then when you look at kind of like my bone age, I'm around 39. So a few years younger than my normal baseline base age. And for me, I'm pretty happy with those results. So that's just kind of where I come from. The reason I talk about this or I'm having this conversation in the podcast is because, and on this YouTube channel, is that I want, you know, my clients that come to see me to get a DEXA scan. And then if maybe they can get the, you know, 3D body scan or the VO2 and the basal metabolic rate, if that's possible, but at least at a minimum, the scan so that we have an idea of where they lie and then kind of getting a repeat in about 6 months to a year for that individual. And it really gives us a whole body picture, and then getting a scan probably every 2 years. And it's quite affordable because this was only around $150. So I think that it's definitely doable and it's a nice diagnostic tool, but it's not just diagnostic tool. It really gives you awareness. So what it is it's more, it's since it's the gold standard, it will give you a better idea of where you lie and what you really need to work on. And then, you know, you can go from there. So that for me is, you know, pretty paramount. And for those clients that I work with, they will get a discounted code and it's Mindful. So I'll put that in the show notes and the link to DexaFit for those in the North Jersey area, and then DexaFit online. So if you have a good rest of your day, and I hope to make sure that you guys have a mindful way each and every day. Thanks so much and have a wonderful rest of your morning or afternoon.
Thanks for listening to Mindfully Integrative with Dr. Damaris G. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. If you enjoyed our show, support us by leaving a mindful review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite streaming site. If you would like to be a guest of our show or interview, email us at info@damarismaria.com. If you want to learn more about the resources mentioned in the podcast, you can find those in the show notes. To connect mindfully with Dr. Damaris G., reach her at www.damarismaria.com or connect via social media links. We appreciate your time connecting here with us. May your strength and peace within bring you more balance every day. Namaste.